Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, and welcome to Keys to the Game on ChicagoBears.com from the Chicago Bears Network studios at Hallis Hall. We get you ready for Week 7. It's the Bears finally back home hosting the Miami Dolphins, so let's dig right in. Protect on third down is my number one key on offense. Miami got after Aaron Rodgers last week pretty good, and the expectation is they'll try to do the same against Jay Cutler. First guy to stop is Dolphins left defensive end Cameron Wake. At 32, Wake still owns an exceptional first step and a relentless motor. Wake got to Rodgers for a sack and a half last week. He also nabbed Tom Brady in Week 1 twice. It'll be a big job for Bears right tackle Jordan Mills. The other starting end, Olivier Vernon, also got Rodgers for a sack and a half and has equaled Wake's output, but is more of a power rusher. Both ends can also play the run well in the 4-3 scheme, which also features a heavy blitz package. The Dolphins are second in the league in sacks on third and fourth down with a combined 10. And therein lies your key. In the secondary, the Bears' big receivers own a size advantage over Miami's DBs. But what that group lacks in size, they make up for in experience and toughness, beginning with Brent Grimes, Cortland Finnegan, and Louis Delmas. Dipping into the numbers finds the Dolphins third in yards per pass attempt at 609, one of only 8 teams under 7 this season. Against the run, the Dolphins permitting only 3.77 yards per carry, and overall, the Dolphins second in yards per play, allowing just 4.70 per play. We liked it so much, we'd like to see him do it again, play fast, physical, and hungry. In Atlanta, the Bears defense did exactly that. Playing with that kind of reckless abandon in their own building against the Dolphins should result in some big plays and big moments. Miami's offense is coordinated by Bill Lazor, who coached quarterbacks for Chip Kelly last season in Philadelphia, and it means the Bears must prepare for the zone read with a very athletic quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, who had a 40-yard run against the Packers. Like the Eagles, the Dolphins move quickly to maximize snap totals. Their average scoring drive is 3 minutes and 8 seconds, which ranks third in the league on 51.6 yards per drive, which is also third, and 7.53 plays. Tannehill has thrown 35 interceptions, though, and 37 career starts, so his decision-making at times leads to errors. The Dolphins can run the ball and rank third at nearly 5 yards a carry, and in the passing game, a baker's dozen of caught balls, led by veteran Mike Wallace, who's still fast and has a team-high 4 touchdowns and 25 catches. The Dolphins have only 11 completions of 20-plus yards, though, second fewest in the league. The Bears are now tied for the 4th most sacks with 15, 3rd most interceptions with 8, and 3rd in the league in takeaway points with 49. Special teams. Every game presents a new challenge for the still-evolving unit, but there is progress being made in kick and punt coverage. After muting Devin Hester in Atlanta, their attention turns to rookie Jarvis Landry out of LSU. Opponents have punted to him 26 times, but Landry has only 9 returns, an equal number of fair catches, and he's fumbled twice. On kickoffs in the last 3 weeks, though, Landry has been dangerous. Returns of 74, 35, and 54 yards. 10 of his 13 returns have gone for 20 yards or more, which is 4th in the league. Bears are going to have to be on it to keep Landry in check. Conversely, the Bears are still trying to jumpstart their kick return production. Miami's punt coverage is last in the league, giving up 15.8 yards on returns, and punter Brandon Field is struggling. And my intangible is keep the pressure on. Young players have pumped life in the Bears' defense. Kyle Fuller, for example, a beast right now at corner, and one of, if not the premier rookie defender in the league right now. Demontre Hurst picked his first pass last week. Christian Jones and Kasim Green are flashing at linebacker. Eagle Ferguson and Will Sutton are holding their own inside at tackle, and each batted down another pass at the line of scrimmage in Atlanta. Brock Faerene may be in line to get more snaps at safety, so that young blood mixed with new blood up front, featuring the league's sack leader right now, Willie Young with 7, must keep the pressure on Miami. We're shocked in that final play by the Packers last week. The Bears' offense can bury a team, and they must bury Miami and win their first home game of 2014. That'll do it for this week's Keys to the Game. Join us, if you will, on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM WBBM for our pregame show at 9, kickoff at noon from Soldier Field. That'll do it this week here on ChicagoBears.com.
Keys to the Game is brought to you by Athletical Physical Therapy.